Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much for your patience sitting until the time with a delay for this final talk of the day. Today I want to talk about a new Bayesian approach to solve the multi-target tracking using audiovisual data. In this talk, after a background, I will introduce you to a random finite set approach to the general problem of multi-object estimation. By multi-object estimation, I mean every problem in which you are dealing with multiple objects, each one having their own states, problems where there is uncertainty not only in the state of the object, but in the number of objects. And then we'll switch to a special type of random finite sets called multi-Bernoulli sets, and we'll go through a cardinality balanced member filter. Then I will explain the main contribution of the paper, which is audiovisual tracking. And some simulation results and conclusions will finish this talk. The problem that we are focusing in this paper and presentation is tracking of multiple, occasionally speaking, targets. Let me give you an example. This is an example of SPEVI data sets. Again.
Hello.
We have a bit of sound. The people are speaking occasionally, so the audio data is intermittent. The people can get out of the camera scene, therefore, occasionally we don't have visual information coming on, but we are interested in detecting and tracking the multiple targets. As you will see in this example, the target of interest can disappear while still talking. And we want to design a filter that can detect and track simultaneously all existing active targets. There might be inactive people or objects in the scene. I will tell you what is the definition of an active target and how mathematically we formulate that. So, in such problems, there are a few main challenges. We have occasionally silent targets and occasionally invisible targets, and also we can have clutter measurements, both in visual cues and in audio features that we'll extract from the raw audiovisual information. Our contribution is a principled approach to combine audio and video data in a Bayesian framework. Okay. All of you are familiar with the nonlinear filtering approaches, single target tracking methods. There is a single target which corresponds to a single measurement with a single state, and from k minus 1 to k, it transits to the new state. And in a general Bayesian filtering scheme, we have a prediction step and an update step. In prediction step, we use the information that we have about the dynamics of the object. In the update state, we use the information that we have provided by the measurements. If we assume that the distribution of the state of the single target is Gaussian and the dynamics and measurement models are linear, then an approximation is Kalman filtering. In nonlinear cases, particle filters are used. A multi-object filtering problem is something like that, but with spatial complexities and challenges. we can have the number of objects randomly changing, the number of measurement cues available randomly changing. We can have some objects undetected, uncertainty in detections. We can have clutter. And also, data association is another challenge that needs to be tackled. A relatively recent approach to tackle the multi-object filtering problem is the random finite set theory, using the random finite set theory to develop principled solutions to tackle these problems. In this approach, the objects are modeled as a set, as a random finite set, in which the uncertainty, both in the states and in the number of the targets or objects, are mathematically modeled. Therefore, instead of multiple objects or targets, we will be dealing with a single target that is modeled as a set, and we will be dealing with mathematics of sets, integration, and derivations. And statistical properties of the sets, however, the problem is encapsulated as a single target tracking or a single object estimation problem. In the mathematical formulation of various solutions that have been developed in this framework, random finite set theory framework, detection uncertainty, clutter, and association uncertainty are principled, mathematically formulated in a principled manner. And I invite you to go through some of these solutions, including the well-known PhD filter and CPhD filter and member filter and cardinality balanced member filter, which is the filter that I'm using to solve the focus problem in this presentation. A special kind of random finite sets are multi-Bernoulli random finite sets. There are the ensemble of M, which is known but can be determined iteratively, capital M Bernoulli sets. Each Bernoulli set is prescribed by two parameters, an R, which is existent probability of a possible object, and a P, which is the PDF of state of that object. And the union of all these Bernoulli sets form a multi-Bernoulli random finite set. A multi-Bernoulli RFS, or random finite set, can be fully prescribed by the ensemble of R, all R's and P's. So, as you see, the whole uncertainty in the number of the objects that exist in the scene and the distribution of their states can be mathematically modeled having these RIs and these PI functions. As with general Bayesian filters, we have a prediction and update step. And when we model the random finite set of targets as a multi-Bernoulli random finite set, it is the RIs and PIs which are predicted and updated. Member filter and its extended version cardinality balanced or CB member filters are more useful than PhD filters in practical implementations because of the computational requirements and also their accuracy. So, Similar to a general Bayesian filter, in prediction, the Ri's and Pi's are predicted, and the predicted Ri and Pi's equations involve the survival probability of each function and the transitional density, state transition density of each, transition density of each object. These are the dynamics information that we have about the movements or the state changes of the object. In addition, in prediction, a new set of Bernoulli sets is introduced to the system as a result of new coming objects to the scene. In prediction, in the update set, the ensemble of Ri's and Pi's, the Bernoulli sets, are updated to the union of two sets. One set includes the legacy tracks, the sets that are there because there might not be detected, there might not have been detected in that frame, and the sets that are there and they are updated using the measurement data. In this equation, I want to draw your attention to two important parameters, detection probability and measurement likelihood, PD and GK. These are defined for single objects. You have measurements. The relationship between the measurement and the object state is defined. It's mainly dependent on your sensor performance and your equipment's dynamics, and also some environmental parameters, such as the clutter rate, etc., etc., the whole measurement process. And the detection probability is another parameter using which we can tune the performance of the system and define our definition of active speakers or active targets in the scene. You'll see how. So, for audiovisual tracking, in our implementation, the state includes the X image, Y image, and X dot and Y dot, and the size of rectangular voxels that we will get as a result of tracking in the image. Video measurements are obtained by performing kernel-based background subtraction followed by morphological image operations. The result would be a set of rectangular blocks in each frame. If we denote the results as a random finite set Z, in which each element includes these, X, Y, W, and H, then the likelihood can be defined by this function, which is a Gaussian likelihood. With audio measurements, I have taken the simplest approach, assuming that there are two microphones on two sides of the camera. The time difference of arrival, or TDOA, is calculated using generalized cross-correlation function phase transform, or GCC-FAT. Because of the reverberation effects, there are several peaks in the GCC-FAT curve when it's plotted versus time difference. In our experiments, we have considered at most five larger peaks of the GCC-FAT values, and we consider them as the TDOA measurements in each frame. So, in order to parameterize and calculate the relationship between these TDOA measurements and the state, the object state, which is X, Y, W, and H, first, there is a practical consideration. The distance of targets from the microphones is relatively large compared to the distance between the two microphones. Therefore, we can practically assume that there is a linear relationship between X and the corresponding TDOAs. In order to find the parameter of this linear relationship, I have used the ground truth data that I have in one of the cases, one of the videos in the SPEVI database. In each frame, I have calculated 5 peaks or 5 TDOAs. And the red points, and then I want to find out, because many of them are outliers and only some of them are inliers, and using a robust estimation technique, you can detect and remove the outliers and then use regression to find out that linear relationship that exists between the TDOA and X of each of the two persons that are active in the scene in that case study. And I have considered two persons for comparison purposes, because if the two equations are very close to each other in terms of their parameters, that would prove that this assumption is practically correct and our estimates are accurate. And that was the case. Okay, now, we have two measurement likelihoods. In each frame, we have audio data, and we have the frame coming up. We have audio measurements as the set of TDOAs, and we have video or image measurements as a result of background subtraction followed by morphological operations. How do we use them? How do we fuse these information to find active targets? We define active targets in terms of their probability of detection values in the system. For example, if an active speaker is considered to be a person who is expected to be visible to the camera in no less than 95% of the time, and to be speaking in at least 40% of the time, then we set the detection probability for visual data as 95% and for audio data as 40%. By increasing and decreasing these detection probabilities, we can tune how long we expect an active target to be speaking or to be visible. It is application dependent and it can be detuned by the user. Then, sensor fusion happens by repeating the update step twice. That's simple. First, we do the update step. And I remind you that in the update step of the filter, we are using the measurement likelihood functions, which we have. So we do the update step first using the visual measurements and then using the audio measurements. But in each of these repetitions, we use the corresponding detection probability. And again, I remind you that in each step, we'll have legacy tracks, and we'll have measurement-corrected tracks, which are tuned by these detection probabilities. So here are some results. For example, in this case, at last. As you see, people are talking, and they are detected and this is not the sound of my video, definitely. Let me run it outside. Probably it's better. Maybe it's that's
from the conference. Yes. We are going to be closed here.
Okay. as you see,
one, two, three,
as the
one,
people
two,
are speaking, they one, are two, being three, tracked.
Four, five, six,
hello.
The left frame shows the ultimate result of tracking. The right frame shows the ensemble of particles
one,
that I have used to
one,
implement
three,
the
one, two,
probably the
difficult situation.
The densities of each
one,
Bernoulli
two, three,
component
one, two,
in the random finite set of Bernoulli sets.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And
hello, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The results that you see on the left frame,
I think it's enough. Yes.
Are actually the average of all the winning particles corresponding to each target.
1, 2, 3,
and this
four,
shows
one,
the results
two,
of tracking
four,
when an
one,
object,
two,
the
three,
active
four,
target, is
one,
hidden from
two,
the camera
three,
but
four,
still talking.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And here is another example, an example of a smart room. All of them are from
one,
the SPEVI database.
Database.
And
1, 2, 3, 4.
Just, I want to finish my talk with some quantitative results because I think we are closing to the end of time. In 98.5% of all the frames, the existing targets were all detected in these three cases. They were correctly labeled and tracked. Labels were never switched after or during occlusions, and an invisible target was successfully tracked using the audio cues, and the false negative ratio, false alarm ratio, and label switching ratios without audio and with audio are here. As you see, these false alarm ratios and label switching ratios are almost zero, or zero and none available in this sequence number two, and are less than the case when we are not using the audio data. And I will skip conclusions. Thank you, and I will be answering your questions.
Thank you very much. I think we need to close. I would like to thank all of you for remaining until this time, and thank to all the speakers for their very good talks. I think you can do questions separately, otherwise the noise in the audio will increase. Shalom.